Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
On X at Rich Zeoli, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok, Rich Zeoli Show. I mentioned this earlier. I did not have a chance to play it yet, but Harmeet Dhillon, who is the, she's fantastic. She's been on the show before, election lawyer. She's also now in the Department of Justice, and many people had wanted her at one point to be the Republican national chair. She's great. She's really, really strong and smart. She sat down with Catherine Herridge about what happened on Election Day, and the question regarding New Jersey was really kind of primary of what she was talking about here. Assistant Attorney General Harmeet Dhillon. But then she brought up Chester County, PA, in her sit-down interview with Catherine Herridge. And this is cut 27 from over the weekend. Take a listen.
For Tuesday's elections, the Justice Department sent election monitors to New Jersey and California. Is there any reporting from these teams of potential civil rights violations?
We are compiling our reports. I will say I got several reports on the day of on the ground, and there were some concerning aspects, I would say, particularly in New Jersey, but also in a state where we didn't send monitors because they weren't requested, in Pennsylvania. In Pennsylvania, Chester County had 75,000 voters who were independent. They simply weren't included on the poll book. And that means that, you know, some of them are turned away from the polls. I quickly put out a post on X informing the public that if you are subject to some irregularity at the polls, and because I'm a longtime election lawyer, I knew this without having to look it up, you can ask to vote provisionally. But a lot of people didn't know that.
People don't have that kind of information.
No, they didn't. And it's a real failure to imagine disenfranchising virtually 75,000 people in an election. And there were, you know, three Supreme Court judge races on the election, very important races. That's the margin. I mean, one vote is the margin in an election. So that's a massive fail. So I think people can expect that there will be follow-up action from the DOJ on the failure to administer elections properly in multiple jurisdictions.
Good. Excellent. I think that's really important. And I'm glad that there'll be some follow-up. That is exactly what needs to happen. What happened there was a disgrace. 75,000 people, an absolute, absolute disgrace in Chester County, PA. And that's why I'm confident that they will look into that and they'll get some answers. I hope they do. I really do, because you can't have that occur in our elections. And I know that they were unaffiliated voters, but and maybe many of them might have voted Democrat. That's not the point. But I've not heard Democrats say boo about this. You notice that, how quiet they've been? I just have not heard them say a word about this. Shocking. In New Jersey, where they did have election monitors, and I hate to say this, but the Democrat governor-elect of New Jersey, Mikey Sherrill, it hurts me to even say those words. She's still going with this nonsense that she's going to be able to do an executive order freezing energy prices. And this is from her interview from Face the Nation on Sunday morning. She's already running for president, by the way, putting out a statement on the shutdown ending. She's angry at Democrats for caving. And she can't, I don't know how she's going to do this. I have no idea. But you'll notice she's still going after Donald Trump. She's still bringing Donald Trump up. She's running for president. I told you she would. And she's a woman, first Democrat woman elected governor of New Jersey, second, if you count Christy Todd Whitman, which you should because she's a phony and a rhino, and she hates. She put out a tweet congratulating Mikey Sherrill and saying how thrilled she was that she is no longer now the only woman governor of New Jersey. And I meant to retweet it and say you left out Democrat, but then I got distracted. But anyway, here's the current Democrat governor of New Jersey, or the Democrat governor-elect, Mikey Sherrill, running for president already, cut number 11.
That as I was talking to people across the state, thousands of people, they wanted to see an agenda to get their costs down. And something that was going to take place quickly. As I said, you know, I'm not writing a strongly worded letter. I'm not doing a 10-year plan. I'm on day one declaring a state of emergency. Not just because I'm furious that, you know, as too many people have failed New Jersey ratepayers, that the costs are being dumped on them. Yes, that is a huge problem for me that I'm addressing. But it also, I think, conveys that sense of urgency that I feel to work for the people of New Jersey so that they know that this is a day one issue for me. They also want to see somebody, though, that has their backs because they know that these tariffs are raising costs. They know that the One Big Beautiful Bill is going to take away their health care. They know that attacks on the Gateway Tunnel project are going to raise costs here and really cut into job opportunities. So they want to know that whoever's governing is going to be focused on governing for them, not a party of one like Donald Trump.
She's already, she won, and she's still going after Donald Trump. And that's what that's entirely what her time as governor is going to be. So she can't really freeze electricity prices, but she can declare a state of emergency. She can review it. She can look into these things. She can work with the utility companies to try to get them to maybe stifle the prices, but she can't do anything herself. But you notice how she gets away from that. She gets away from that and immediately goes back to the position of attacking Donald Trump. And that's what the entire campaign was about. So, you know, back to the shutdown again. She's angry the shutdown ended, or she says she is in her statement. But the reality is she's thrilled that the shutdown is ending because now she can utilize the resources of the federal government and she doesn't have to worry about any potential hangups at Newark Airport and everything else, and then people getting mad at her and getting mad at the Democrats. So they're all playing a game here. You know, they're all playing a game. She brings up the Gateway Tunnel Project, and if the government had been reopened, the Gateway Tunnel Project never would have been, the threat of it ending never would have been there, and she was able to use that as an issue in the last couple weeks of the election, and so she's full of it. She's completely full of crap. But Kathy Hochul, who was out there campaigning with Zohra Mamdani, and was there when the crowd was chanting tax the rich, tax the rich, and then she turned around and said, I thought they were saying go Bills. She's now throwing water, cold water, on his idea of free buses. So this is what the governor of New York had to say. And the only thing I can hope is that some people will be adults. And I think, as you heard the interview earlier we did today with the owner of Juniors, you can hope that maybe, just maybe, some adults in the room will stop this commie from being able to implement a lot of the policies that he wants to do. Will Kathy Hochul prove to be an adult in the room, or will she cower in fear, and will she give him everything she wants because she's afraid of a primary as she watches the inevitable destruction of Chuck Schumer's political career? That's the question. We'll have to wait and see. Cut 13.
I'm from Buffalo. We don't put up a lot of crap. So I just want to set the stage that, you know, you look at the history of people who've run multi-million dollar ad campaigns to try and get me to change my position. I don't change my position. So I just want to put it out there. I respect people's opinions. I respect the proper place to convey them. And so I've said to people, I hear you. And that was important. But also, there is a time and place. And so that's all on that. No, I've had conversations on this trip, but many conversations, I'd say over the summer and the fall, that were important that led to an understanding of what's in the realm of possibility. Shared ambitions, but what is doable is the question. And so, no, we're aligned on so many of these issues. You know, I've made it clear where I have strong disagreements with issues that really do not pertain to, you know, the governance of New York City. And I've said you need to get a police commissioner that people trust, who has a record of accomplishment to keep the trajectory that we're on right now, which is crime is going down. Crime is going down significantly. You don't say mission accomplished, but that is a great trend. So him agreeing with that assessment, that recommendation to keep Jessica Tisch, was an important statement on many fronts. So I'm looking forward to, you know, having our teams keep the conversation, a lot of conversations with our teams. We said we'd be talking, you know, actually I'm meeting him very soon to talk about our response if there is a surge of ICE agents and National Guard that do come, perhaps after his inauguration, and how we can be proactive in preventing that from happening. And that's the state I'm in right now, prevent that from happening. So we've had a lot of conversations. So, no, I think there's a mutual respect, and that's going to, I think, only grow deeper.
So that's a no on the free bar. That's a 2-minute word salad. The bottom line is no, I'm not going to support free buses. Translate word salad translation. If you remove all the other ingredients, it's a no because it's stupid. And I couldn't get it passed in the New York State legislature because New York State is not going to subsidize free buses in New York City, and it never was. And the fact that you endorsed him shows you what a cheap political chameleon you really are. But you're going to see a lot of that, no doubt about that. It is funny to me, the other political chameleon on the other coast of America right now, Gavin Shapeshifter Newsom, and his gigantic slick back hair, carbon footprint head. Gavin Newsom is now, Justin, how would you analyze Governor Kathy Hochul's answer?
It's 2 minutes of yapping just for the sake of yapping.
Yeah, I think it's well played, well said. Yapping is a good term. Yapping, like a little dog. She yaps like a little dog. Yap, yapping. So Gavin the Shapeshifter Newsom on Jake Tapper talks about the crisis among young men in the United States. Now, the crisis among young men in the United States was something that guys like Charlie Kirk were out there trying to fix by telling young men to man up, get off their devices, ask a girl out, try to, you know, have like get into a relationship, get married, have children, get a job, get off your couch, stop being a beta soy boy, you know, like things like that. And for that, he was accused of perpetuating a toxic masculinity culture and for not respecting women, even though his wife is now literally running Turning Point USA. But they lied and said that he didn't believe women should work and all the other things they said. But the shapeshifter, Gavin Newsom, says this, cut number 12.
Referred to President Trump in one of your tweets or one of your staff's tweets as a beta.
Yeah.
As a beta male. No, just let me finish the question. There is a big debate and discussion right now about masculinity in America.
Yeah.
Professor Galloway has this new book out talking about what a man is, what a man should be. There's all these questions and hand-wringing among Democrats about what is the reason that we're losing the male vote. And not just white men, increasingly Latino men, increasingly African American men, not majorities, but they're trending conservative.
Well, let me back up. I'm really proud of the work we're doing with Richard Reeves and others. Scott Galloway has been a rock star in this space. We've leaned in. California did an executive order. We've got a whole team working on the issue, the crisis of men and boys. The suicide rates, the dropout rates, suspension rates are off the charts. You're going to see graduation almost 2-to-1 women in 4-year colleges in a few years. This is a crisis. 30-year-old young male is doing worse than his parents did, first generation in history. And obviously college graduates now are having the worst employment opportunities in history. So Trump has done nothing to your question, literally nothing for men and boys. And you're 100% right. It was multi-ethnic. It wasn't just white men. And you saw in the manosphere, you saw in podcasts.
Young men, too.
You saw
the manosphere?
They were attracted to this notion of strength. And he exuded that. Strong and wrong versus weak and right. Here we are trying to win. That's why Prop 50 was so important. That's why asserting ourselves, getting back on our toes. That's why being more clear in terms of communication and narrative matter. But now they're completely disenfranchised. And I say this as a Democrat. We need to own up to the fact that we ceded that ground. We walked away from this crisis of men and boys. Trump saw it from an electoral opportunity.
Trump saw it because you guys created it. Because you told men that they were the problem and they were exuding rape culture. And you screamed about toxic masculinity for years and years, and men got sick of it. They were canceled. They were Me Too'd over stupid reasons, ridiculous reasons. The workplace became a horror show where people were afraid to even make eye contact with their female counterparts. Everybody had to be subjected to these awful sexual harassment training videos with some of the worst actors on the planet, probably from California, by the way. You guys played right in. You drove it. Don't act like you didn't. And then the crisis of fatherhood, and we talked about that many times, and how there were a lot of people. We just, because again, you downplayed that. You wouldn't call that problem out, particularly in the black community. And then the other issue, too, which Democrats refuse to acknowledge within the manosphere, is that you spent time telling people like Joe Rogan and all these other people, Theo Von, they were the problem. You know, they were the problem by bringing up their wacky COVID conspiracy theories and having people like Robert F. Kennedy Jr. on, and anybody who challenged the conventional norms of the groupthink was ostracized and shut down. And Gavin Newsom led the charge to say that anybody who was spewing medical misinformation would lose their medical license. And so for a lot of young people, not just men, but let's talk about men for a second. A lot of young men, they said, this is stupid. This is ridiculous. And they were accused of being conspiracy theorists and peddlers and pushing misinformation and pushing all these things out there. They found solace in people like Joe Rogan and others. And then what did people like Gavin Newsom do? Attack Joe Rogan, attack people that gave platforms, attack messages to this. When Jack Carr's show, The Terminalist, came out on Amazon Prime, the initial reviews of that show, and maybe they're still up, I don't know, but it was attacked all across the board as being this MAGA fantasy, revenge fantasy and bloodshed and killing. And so, like, the party that basically told men they were the problem. And then you had Tim Walz run out there with his goofy Richard Simmons impression and his big Midwestern doofus fat, like, you know, running up and down and then talking about masculinity being the problem and toxic masculinity being a problem and going on about that. And you did this. So, and then you're surprised at how bad you did with guys. So now Newsom wants to pretend like now he's suddenly this alpha male. When people were told that being an alpha male was a bad thing. You should be a beta. You should be subservient. You should not get out of line and challenge anybody. And that's the message that they were told, particularly young guys. I'm told that over and over again. And you had the Rolling Stone, let's not forget them. Rolling Stone magazine with that hideous piece they ran called "A Rape on a College Campus" about a gang rape that never happened at the University of Virginia. And they demeaned young men, the fraternity system, destroyed these guys' lives. How many young men who were kicked out of college campuses for allegations that were not even true? But the point is that they were told, an allegation's been made, you're guilty until proven innocent, and you're expelled. Trump ended that, and what did Biden do? Biden put it back in place. So Obama put that in place where young men in college campuses would not be given the opportunity. They were immediately considered guilty and expelled from colleges, and they did not have an opportunity to face their accuser, nothing. Trump ended that. The Biden administration put it back in place. So, yeah, like, after a while, guys said enough is enough. And young people in particular said enough is enough. Young men in particular. But you can act like you were not part of that problem, but nobody believes you because you're a shape-shifting liar. And that's the bottom line. And speaking of Joe Biden, he's back and yelling about the White House ballroom. And Bill Maher has a great answer for that as we continue here on our fourth and final hour on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the... let me get ready for the Eagles game, which Justin has them winning 35-25 against the Bengals, who they're playing tonight. Not the Bengals. Nope. The Packers. Packers. Had that. Got confused by the conversation earlier about Bill Hemmer, but it is the Packers. Should we listen to Ann's song when we get back?
Yeah. You want to play it in its entirety?
We'll do that and we get back our Zioli Army AI anthem that she created. I love it. Let's do it. All right. We'll take a quick break. Coming right back.
The Rich Zioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Well done. I'm honored that you would take the time to do that. Appreciate it, Newman. Newman Price, been a while since you made a song for us. Just saying. Just saying. And since Ann didn't mention Fox News, and only because Ann mentioned Fox News, I will be on there tomorrow at 9:40 a.m. only because she mentioned Fox News. That's the only reason I'm saying it. Just to show you how relevant that song is. Truly relevant. That's it. So, the only reason. And she mentioned you, Matt DeSantis. You see that?
That was nice of her, yes.
He didn't even notice until I told him, by the way.
No, he didn't notice. He doesn't listen to the show, Justin. That's why. He doesn't pay attention to the show.
I listen to the show. I listen very closely.
Oh, please.
We played that song 2 times, and it took you until the third time to hear listener Ann mention our names, and the only reason you called it is because I said it.
See?
Look, I...
See?
I'm gonna continue to lie, and I'm gonna say that what Justin said is not true.
Unbelievable.
You really
unbelievable.
Did
Harvard,
didn't you?
Amazing. Man, I wish that football player would have punched you in the face instead of the guy with the Trump dance. I'm just saying. I mean, much more deserving. So Joe Biden's back yelling about the ballroom. Should we hear Angry Joe? Where was he? Did he escape from the home? Like, how did this happen exactly? How did he get loose?
I'm not entirely sure.
This always reminds me of Shelter Island. Whenever he starts talking, I know you love that movie. Of like him walking around the guys in the Shutter Island, right? Shutter Island. Of like the guys in the white coats with the net, like trying to grab him. You know what I mean?
They were just off camera, I think.
Trying to get him back for his mashed potato dinner.
Yeah, I genuinely have no idea what this was from. Basically, nobody reported on it. There was also, interestingly enough, I don't know if you saw this, Politico did this big poll about who the leader of the Democrat Party is right now. And, I mean, Joe Biden, you had to scroll down 8 names in order to get to Joe Biden. He's just been completely forgotten. He's barely beaten Ken Martin in the poll.
I'm amazed he made the top 10, to be honest with you. Well,
it's also, in case anyone was wondering who the leader is in the poll, the number one vote getter with 21% was, I don't know. That's not a joke. Genuinely, don't know is the number one response. And then the number three response is nobody.
That's amazing. I don't know and nobody are in the top three. For the leader of the Democrat Party. That's amazing. Amazing. And number two is none of the above. So no,
two is Kamala Harris, but a distant second from Don't Know.
Well, here's Angry Joe yelling about the White House ballroom. Cut number 9.
When I left the president, I knew Trump was going to take a wrecking ball of the country. But I had no idea. I have to admit, I didn't know it was not going to be an actual wrecking ball. Anyone see what he's done to the east wing of the People's House, the White House? It's a perfect symbol of his presidency. Trump is taking a wrecking ball not only to the People's House, but to the Constitution, to the rule of law, to our very democracy. And yet while doing this, Trump, at the same time, can provide recently, on his own account, $40 billion line of credit to Argentina without even the government voting for it? Who in the hell does he think he is?
Boo. And I love that the voice goes up and down, yelling and then down and yelling again. And then like, all right, time to come back to your room, Mr. Biden. It's time to play checkers. Come on. Freddie's here to play checkers with you. You're not president anymore. Now, Bill Maher had a good follow-up about the White House ballroom. And I think he speaks for most people outside of the elite Democrat media bubble on this issue. Cut 14.
I don't give a. I really don't give a. I was reading it. shows you like how the media is. Everything is always on one side or the other. When we first mentioned it, it was like all about, oh my God, he's desecrating the White House. Then I finally read, oh, well, you know, they've done shit to the White House before. It's just a building, I think. Also, like, I realized after reading other people, we don't have a place when they have state dinners. They're doing it in a tent. This is America. So do I give a shit that he's doing this to the White House? I really don't.
Right. Look, he raised the money privately.
Yeah, and it's private money.
You know, and if Newsom wants to knock it down, you know, when he's president, then he can knock it down, right?
Save your ire for the things that matter.
That's right. You know, but they don't know what that.
That was Bill O'Reilly. And Justin, you made an observation I missed with Joe Biden yelling and ranting. What was it?
President Pudding managed to somehow confuse himself and say, West, East, West Wing.
Oh, now we got to hear it again. Go ahead.
When I left the president, I knew Trump was going to take a wrecking ball of the country. But I had no idea. I have to admit, I didn't know it was not going to be an actual wrecking ball. Anyone see what he's done to the West East Wing of the People's House?
West East Wing. Anyone see what he's done to the West East North South, the part of the compass in the middle of the north up and down part of the east, the one, the vertical horizon on the Greenwich Meridian line. I also noticed how at the beginning of that he goes, when I left the president, then he tries to correct himself to say presidency, but he says president again. Did you notice that at the very beginning? Go ahead. Play the very beginning again. Go ahead.
When I left the president.
But then keep going, because then he messes it up twice.
The president, I knew Trump was going to take a wrecking ball.
When I left the president, he says it twice. He was going to correct himself and say presidency, but then he says president again. So is that the east west wing of the west wing of the east wing of the north south lawn and on the subterranean basement roof?
People were going to actually vote for him again. That's crazy.
I don't know if they were. I don't know if they were, but if Tulsi Gabbard's correct, they did try to subvert the will of the American people. So she went on TV over the weekend, and she was on with Fox News, and she talked about how the declassified documents show the Obama team try to subvert the will of the American people. This is all of the stuff that's coming out now, and thank God she's there. Cut number 10.
This is such an important issue, and I just want to start by saying that this is an issue that is important to every single one of us as Americans. This is not a partisan issue. It has to do with the integrity and the strength of our democratic republic. And it lays out this over 100 documents that you're referencing that I released, declassified and released, spells out in great detail exactly what happens when you have some of the most powerful people in our country directly leading at the helm, President Obama and his senior most national security cabinet, James Comey, John Brennan, James Clapper, and Susan Rice, and others, essentially making a very intentional decision to create this manufactured, politicized piece of intelligence with the objective of subverting the will of the American people, who in November of 2016 delivered a historic victory to President Trump, defeating Hillary Clinton. And President Obama and his team, their goal was to essentially not accept the decision of the American people, and to use this manufactured, politicized intelligence as a means to enact what would become essentially a years-long coup against President Trump. You have gone into great detail over these years of what the effects of this document and this decision have resulted in. Obviously, a years-long Mueller investigation that cost taxpayers almost $40 million, two congressional impeachments, endless smears and attacks against not only President Trump, but his family. He had senior members of his team who were investigated, some arrested and jailed. We had heightened and increased tensions between the United States and Russia. The list goes on and on about the consequences of President Obama and his senior cabinet members politicizing intelligence. Once again, and I say these words very clearly, to enact what was essentially a years-long coup subverting the will of the American people in that election in November.
Years-long coup. Years-long. All right, when we get back, Rick Gutfeld sat down with the New York Times podcaster and did great. Also, today, Bobby Kennedy announcing they're removing a black box warning on women's menopause hormone replacement therapy. All that straight ahead. But Dr. Mike Veneria, at this time of year, you got to think very, very hard about your benefits and what benefits you have that might be coming to an end, expiring at the end of the year, that may cover dental and dental procedures. And maybe you've been putting off a complex dental procedure for a reason. Maybe it's been cost, and maybe those insurance benefits can be used for that. But even if it is cost, you should know Dr. Veneria, unlike these other dentists out there, cost is not his thing. What he's obsessed with is care and compassion. That's why for over a decade, 12 years, other dentists have sent their patients to Dr. Mike for the really complex stuff. So if you need complex dental treatment, you need an implant, a crown, something really, really important like that, go see Dr. Mike Veneria. He's the best of the best. He's also my family's dentist, and my entire family goes to Dr. Mike. And Bridget got a beautiful smile upgrade from him last year when her veneers needed to be replaced, and he put caps in, and her smile has never, ever looked better. So trust me when I tell you that Dr. Mike is the best. When other dentists are putting their name on the line and sending their patients to him, you know it's everything because it's their reputation. But Dr. Mike is the best at what he does. You'll get a free implant consultation. If you already had an estimate for a dental implant, get a second opinion. It's always worth doing. And he has two locations for you, Cinnaminson and Woodbury, right over the bridge and easy to get to from wherever you are. And Dr. Mike is the best. Like I said, great conversationalist, great people that work for him too, great music playing in the office. I think you'll love the conversation I know you'll love the smile. I know you'll love the dental care, and I know that you'll understand why other dentists feel so confident sending their patients to Dr. Mike and putting their name and reputation on the line, because every time they do, people call the dentist and say, thank you for sending me to Dr. Mike Veneria. VeneriaDental.com, VanariaDental, my dentist, my friend, and the absolute best, undisputed master of dental implants, Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Okay, before we get out of here tonight and turn it over to Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla, today Secretary Kennedy announced the FDA is initiating the removal of a broad black box warning from hormone replacement therapy products for menopause. And again, you know, this goes with the whole idea of ending the groupthink that has sabotaged medical care in this country for so long. And this is going to be a big win. I had a friend of mine today who hates Trump and his woman tell me that she loves this. She's like, this is great. Maybe he'll win me back. I doubt it, but nevertheless, might win some women back. Cut 25.
For more than two decades, the American medical establishment turns its back on women. Millions of women were told to fear the very therapy that could have given them strength, peace, and dignity through one of life's most difficult transitions, menopause. That ends today. The FDA is initiating the removal of a broad black box warnings from hormone replacement therapy products for menopause. We're challenging outdated thinking and recommitting to evidence-based medicine that empowers rather than restricts. When prescribed responsibly and started early, hormone replacement therapy transforms the lives of women. Hormone replacement therapy has been found to reduce the risk of cardiovascular disease and mortality by as much as 50%, Alzheimer's disease by 35%, bone fractures by 50 to 60%, as well as reducing cognitive decline and all-cause mortality. In other words, extending the lives for as much as 10 years.
That's great news. And obviously now the left will hate hormone replacement therapy, something that they've been wanting now for a long time to be covered and paid for by Medicare. A provision of this spending package, which is now going through the process in the House, appears to allow for eight Republican senators to sue the government over their phone records being seized in the course of the investigation by Jack Smith. That is being reported by the New York Times. The provision would make it illegal not to notify a senator if their phone records or other metadata was taken from a service provider like a phone company. Keep you posted on that tomorrow. That is the big story of the hour, brought to you by our friend Dr. Mike Venaria. Check those year-end benefits. See if they cover dental. See what benefits you have on the table. And see if you can get a great smile upgrade from Dr. Mike Venaria, 856-786-2020. I also wanted to mention, too, we talked a lot about the shutdown. Excuse me. I talked a lot about the shutdown today. Hakeem Jeffries, the Speaker of the House, is pledging that they will keep the government shut down for as long as possible. He can say this because it doesn't matter. The votes in the House don't matter. So it's like what I said to you earlier in the show, and it's kind of the whole Ophelia doth protest too much. This is the position they have to take, because the whole scam of this was about getting Democrats to turn out on Election Day. And now Election Day is over and they won, but they can't look like it was so obvious. So if they don't need a Democrat vote, then they're going to vote to keep the government shut down. And that's how it's going to be. And that's what they're going to do. So here's Hakeem Jeffries, the minority leader. Take a listen.
And that's why Democrats have been waging this fight. And we'll continue to wage this fight. No matter what comes over to us from the United States Senate to the House of Representatives at some point this week. Our position as House Democrats has been crystal clear.
Doesn't matter.
And that's why Democrats have been waging this.
It doesn't matter. They don't need your votes. So you can hold the line all you want, just as a show. And that's what this is. It's theater. It's a show. Greg Gutfeld sat down with New York Times podcaster David Marchese, or Marchese, I'm not sure how you say it, probably Marchese, and talked about the cancellation of Stephen Colbert and also Jimmy Kimmel, some of these other guys. And this is what he had to say. This is Cut 19. Take a listen.
Is there any kind of actual animosity there?
Because no.
Because, you know, I just was looking up stuff you said about Colbert. It's like, you know, you call him a smug loser or something like that. The one that stood out for me about Kimmel was, let me make sure I get this right. If that man was any more full of shit, he'd be a colostomy bag.
Yes.
There's not... It doesn't tip over into personal animosity?
No. I have this thing called the hierarchy of smears. And that means if you... At the hierarchy of smears, you call somebody a fascist who's going to destroy the world. I can call you anything.
There you go. I can call you anything. And was that 19 or was that 20, Justin? Is that the same? It was 20. All right. And let's talk about how those shows have been propped up by what he refers to as entertainment welfare. Cut 19.
I want to start with the biggest story in late night this year, mm-hmm. or biggest stories, I should say, which are the impending cancellation of Colbert and Kimmel's suspension.
Yeah.
Do you remember what your immediate reaction to the news of both was?
I guess, why did it take so long? Because, you know, I'd crushed them like bugs, David. I'd crushed them and I'd thrown them into the wind and they were still here. I call it entertainment welfare. The only reason why they were around for so long, despite the fact that their numbers were dropping, was the fact that they kind of like towed the line. So I guess when I heard that they were gone, it really didn't surprise me because the numbers were saying it. I don't think it was political. I didn't know anybody, and I'm counting my many liberal friends who watched them. And I think it's because it wasn't entertainment anymore. It was more like a therapy session for people that were upset at the world.
So you don't give any credence to the notion that, you know, there were larger corporate political considerations that went into their
I think people kind of understand that there's never been anybody who's ever really folded because of Trump saying you suck. You know what I mean? If the numbers were there, it wouldn't make any difference. Was it extra noise in the story? Probably. But I honestly think that this stuff was, the grumbling was already there.
And South Park's numbers are there, and I told you before, it's the most anti-Trump show on television. He also took a shot at Planned Parenthood, but it was a great one, but I don't have time to get to it because I'm out of time. So have a great rest of your night tonight. Thank you, Justin. Great to have you back on the show. And Matt, also on, you know, you on the show, too, on being on the show. So, but Justin, great to have you back on the show.
Great to be back.
Matt, to be also... Anyway, Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla is up next. Have a great rest of your night. Keep the conversation going on X at Rich Scioli. Thank you.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.